Welcome to today's deep dive. We've got a mission today to explore how avant-garde fashion is crashing right into mainstream pop culture.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating collision to watch.
It really is. And to do that, we're pulling from a March 4th, 2026 article in Latex 2447.
Right.
So we are exploring how a highly specific wardrobe choice can completely redefine a musical performance for you, the viewer, at home.
And we saw this dynamic peak recently at Portugal's Festival da Canção. That's the national broadcast produced by Radio e Televisão de Portugal to select their Eurovision entry.
Right, the big Eurovision qualifier.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So entrance Jacques Ray and Ana Margarida, they made it to the second semifinal with their track Opinião.
But it wasn't just the music that stole the show, was it?
Oh, not at all. Their visual presentation was an absolute masterclass.
Okay, let's unpack this, because they walk out onto that stage, and my very first thought was just shock value.
Sure, it's a jarring visual.
Right, because the entire act, literally right down to the backing singers, was clad head to toe in Spanish brand PMV latex. And I mean, I hear latex, and I immediately think of the punk or fetish scene, you know? How does a designer take a material with that much heavy historical subtext and make it work for an emotional pop song?
Well, that juxtaposition is the genius of it.
Yeah.
What's fascinating here is the deep intentionality behind those specific designs.
It wasn't just arbitrary.
Not at all. The team at PMV Latex wasn't just making a loud fashion statement. They were literally translating the artist's musical identities into a physical medium. Let's look at Jacques Ray first.
Yeah, let's look at him.
He wore this striking green modern outfit. And quoting the designer directly, it reflects renewal, creative freedom, and emotional depth.
Here's where it gets really interesting. You usually expect latex in an edgy club scene, not an introspective pop track.
Right.
But they're using a material known for its restriction to physically represent emotional vulnerability.
It is a brilliant subversion of expectations. Jacques Ray is known as an emotionally driven singer-songwriter. Someone whose work sits right at that intersection of introspective storytelling and modern pop identity.
Yeah. So the outfit matches the vibe.
Exactly. The outfit was built as a deliberate blend of structure and fluidity.
Yeah.
Which perfectly mirrored his stage presence.
I mean, I can barely handle a stiff collar during a big presentation. Okay. So hitting high notes in a second skin latex suit is wild.
It takes commitment.
Definitely. But then you have this complete visual contrast with Ana Margarita's look. She was in a vibrant red cat suit.
Yeah, but it featured what the designers called a dramatic diva skirt.
Right.
And that skirt reinterprets classic diva codes through a very striking volume.
Because Ana Margarita has this incredible magnetic vocal presence.
He does. So the sheer volume and intensity of her outfit had to match that commanding energy. It acted as a statement of power, passion, and theatricality.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? We aren't all performing on a Eurovision stage.
No, we aren't.
But it makes you think about how your own wardrobe choices can project your internal identity, your power, and your emotional depth, especially in high-stakes situations.
Absolutely. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, it highlights how brands like PMV Latex are using these massive national television platforms.
Right, reaching totally new demographics.
Exactly. They are showcasing the transformative and empowering nature of latex clothing to entirely new audiences.
Bypassing old stereotypes entirely.
Yes, through the universal language of music.
It just proves that on a massive stage, fashion isn't just fabric. It is a powerful storytelling tool that elevates the entire musical narrative.
It is. And this raises an important question.
Oh, what's that?
If a material like latex, which was once considered highly niche, is now being used to express emotional vulnerability and mainstream identity on national television, what other supposedly fringe materials or styles will soon seamlessly integrate into our everyday self-expression?
That is a fantastic, thought-provoking question for you to mull over today. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive, and we'll catch you next time.